Good afternoon. It is 3:04 p.m. We are here today, Tuesday, November 20th, 2012, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 12-16 and OPA PA 12-18, Teleguam Holdings LLC versus General Services Agency. Also for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 12-18, Pacific Data Systems, 17, Pacific Data Systems versus General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, Hearing Officer Attorney Peter Perez has excused himself to attend a court matter. Here to monitor the proceedings for Attorney Perez is James Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability, our Audit Supervisor Rodelyn Marquez and myself, Audit Staff Joy Bulato. Will the appellant, Teleguam Holdings LLC for OPA PA 12-16 and 18, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Elisa Riarte for Teleguam Holdings with no institutional representatives present.
Okay. Will the appellant, Pacific Data Systems for OPA PA 12-17, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, this is Phil Mann representing Pacific Data Systems.
Will Purchasing Agency, General Services Agency, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Fred Nishi here, Assistant Attorney General representing General Services Agency. No representatives.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. And also for the record, James Brooks is my husband. And now we'll begin this pre-scheduling conference, which is really to set up some dates, motion cutoffs, and the first order of business is that because we do have three different appeals, 12016 and 18 filed by Teleguam Holdings, Inc., and 12017 filed by Pacific Data Systems, but it all pertains to the same IFB. Is that correct, Mr. Nishiharia?
Yes.
Yes. And in order to conserve government resources and to address the same files at the same time, the hearing officer and I have agreed we will consolidate all three appeals into one hearing. And so this is to put all parties in notice that this these appeals will be consolidated. Okay. So the next matter of business is do we want to have a hearing on the record, or do an actual hearing, or do we want to resolve the matter on the record? And I'd like to start with the appellant, Teleguam, Inc.
With respect to 12-16, we'd like to resolve it just based on the record.
On the record.
And so we had requested a hearing on this, and we'll waive that hearing.
You will waive. Okay. When will you submit that waiver?
We can submit it this afternoon.
Okay, thank you. What about for 12-18?
For 12-18, I don't have that file in front of me, and I haven't discussed it with my client. Maybe you can give me a few days to discuss
sure.
that, and then we can set a control date for a hearing. And if that doesn't work out, the waiver, then we'll just proceed on that date.
Okay. All right. Very good. I know for the record that Pacific Data Systems has waived its right to a hearing. Do you stand firm on that, Mr. Mann?
In 12-16, yes. And in 12-18, we haven't been asked yet. And in 12-17, yes, we have waived.
Okay, 12-17, you have waived. In 12-16, again, Matt, I'm sorry?
Yes, we'll waive.
You'll waive also, okay. And on 12-18?
Well, actually, I don't know on that one.
Okay. Okay. Ms. Iriarte, when could you get back to us whether or not you want to hear a waiver? Well, go ahead, as you said, to go ahead and schedule a hearing date, but you will want to have some time to discuss that with your client.
Right. Today's Tuesday. How about on Friday? I could provide notice.
Or even by Monday.
By Monday, that's
yeah.
fine.
Yes. Okay, that sounds good.
Has GTA waived the hearing in 12-17?
My recollection is that we requested in the comments, but I don't have that file in front of me.
I believe you did, yes.
We requested it.
They requested. Yeah.
But I can still discuss. We did, but I can still discuss a waiver with my client.
On 1217.
That's right. Your objection or
that's right.
Comments.
I'm sorry, Mr. Nashira, could you repeat that again?
In their response to the agency comments, or the report, I should say, they requested a hearing.
On 1217?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so yes, in the interest of knowing how we're going to proceed, which one, if any one of them decides to go, I think we have decided we would not issue any decision until we had the hearing. If any of the appeals should go forward and the others were waived a hearing, we would not issue the opinion on the one without the hearing until we finish the one with the hearing.
Okay.
And so on the matter of 1218, Mr. Mann and Ms. Ariarte, you still need some time also to decide that. Okay, that being the case, so that we don't have to come back again, let us go ahead and schedule a tentative hearing date. All right, and looking at the calendars, we were looking to have the formal hearing of all three, in the event anyone goes forward, on January 9th at 9 a.m. Comments on from any of the parties?
I for myself, it's fine. I am not 100% sure about Mr. Day. We didn't go that far ahead. We thought we were just going to be sitting over at 6 today, and I assumed it would be in December.
You're right. I think, I'm sorry. Our hearing officer is not available in December. That's why. Yes, that's, we were planning, we had discussed prior to his leaving if we could have it in December, but unfortunately he's not available. That's why the earliest we can have this is January 9th.
I will just, January 9th. I will just accept that. If there's a problem, I'll let everybody know. But
okay.
For now, I will just accept that for all three. Okay.
And I know, Ms. Ariarte, in your case, you will not physically be here because hopefully you'll be having a nice baby.
Right.
Taken care of.
Vincent Camacho of my office will be representing Teleguam for these proceedings. He informed me that his schedule becomes available in mid-January. So I would ask for maybe a 1 week delay from the 9th to the 16th, if that's possible.
Ooh. Well, we start on the 21st for the other one. Is that too close? Is that too close? Let me ask, the reason we're starting a major hearing on the 21st of January, and the that whole week has been locked out. So how many days do you anticipate the hearing might take if it goes forward? Ms. Ariarte, 1 day, 2 days? Because if it's beyond 3 days, we have to look the following week.
I'm trying to think to these issues that are involved in 1217 and 1218. 1217, the substantive issues regarding shareholder affidavits, that might take less than a day. 1218, regarding bid form 10, maybe no more than a day and a half.
And then 1216?
1216 is being waived.
Yes.
So, but I would suspect no more than 3 days.
No more than 3 days.
Yeah, I think it can be done, especially since it's the same record being consolidated.
Let me consult. And Mr. Nishihara?
Yeah, I don't anticipate it going more than 3 days.
Okay. Mr. Mann?
Yeah, I don't think it would go. I think it's possible to do it all in 1 day. 017 is just legal argument.
Yes.
Right. 16, I'm not really that familiar with 18. 16 is not complex.
The choices.
So I would say not, certainly not more than 2 days. I would think possibly 1 day or a day and a half.
Actually, I just received an email from Vince Camacho, and he's available on the 9th.
Oh, he is available on the 9th?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we can go 9, 10, and 11 if need be, if that's okay. Are the parties agreeable to January 9th at 9 a.m.?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So again, this is on, so with that, will any of the parties be calling witnesses?
Well, we'll have John Day to the extent technical aspects are necessary to explain.
Okay. Any other, will GTA be calling any witnesses?
Yes, we anticipate calling a few GTA representatives and possibly some representatives from GSA.
Okay. So when could we get, consolidated witness list? When would be an agreeable? No, I'm asking you folks based on your own schedule now.
A week prior should be.
And a week from now?
A week. I was going to say a week prior to the hearing date.
Oh. Because this is already in November, I think all the parties, we would prefer to have that resolved sooner rather than later. December 17th, well, too late? Or how about December 17th? That's more than 4 weeks.
That would be sufficient.
Yeah, okay. So would it be possible to get a consolidated witness list from all parties?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that would be by December 17th, okay. What about the next item, I guess, exhibit lists and motion lists?
What's a motion list?
Huh? Are there any motions?
Are there going to be any exhibits that will be entered into?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we'll have exhibits are attached, I think, to all of the appeals.
Okay.
Those exhibits and possibly more.
Can we just stipulate to having the record, entered and
it's probably true that all exhibits are already in the record.
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
Okay.
Because this one's just huge.
Yes, that's why we even brought it up so everybody would see.
But I think an exhibit list would
help. Exhibits to
us. Because it's so huge.
Okay. Well, Mr. Mann, will there be any new exhibits, you think?
Only the type that Mr. Bay might prepare to.
Okay. All right.
Testimony.
Okay, if that's the case, then could we have that no later than December 17th at the same time?
Sure.
Would that be sufficient?
Are you referring to any exhibits that are not already part of the book?
Yes.
Record?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Because if it is on the record, we'll just need assistance to make sure we get the right exhibit out from the file, because it is a very voluminous file, and we'll need assistance. That would help us to identify more quickly what are the areas.
I think it would be helpful also to have the parties identify exhibits in advance so the hearing goes a little bit more smoothly.
Right.
Instead of paging through. So
yes.
We'd ask for an exhibit list date.
Yes. And so, again, how is December 17th?
That should be sufficient.
Yeah. So the parties will provide an exhibit list date so that we can gather them ahead of time.
Okay. And on the exhibit list, we list all exhibits that we'll be referencing.
Yes.
Even if they're already part of the book.
Yeah, just to list which ones they are so that we have an advance idea which ones they are.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And other than the traditional motion to dismiss, are there going to be any other motions filed?
Well, we have our pending motion to dismiss in 016, and that's anticipating the other actions.
That's the only traditional, the most common motion that I'm aware of.
Right. And the reason why I say there may be one is because if you notice, I entered appearance for all except for one issue, and that's with regard to the shareholder.
Yes.
Mr. Kono may be filing a motion with regard to the shareholder issue.
Okay.
So.
Can he file that then on or before December 17th also? Because I'm giving everybody more than sufficient time.
There may be motions with respect to any new exhibits, and so we'd ask maybe a week after the exhibit list would be motions on any new exhibits that were introduced.
So December 24th?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Any objections?
I'm sorry, December 24th for?
For any new exhibit, you said new exhibit list.
That's correct, any new exhibits that are submitted. That aren't in the record.
So to clarify, you wanted to move the deadline for the motions to any of the new exhibits by December 24th.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I guess I'm a little confused. December 17th, we have an exhibit list where all exhibits will be referencing.
Correct.
Yes.
And then on December 24th, what in addition?
Any motions with respect to the admissibility or relevance of those new exhibits?
Motions, I see. Like motions of women.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
The opposition we do on the 31st. What's the hearing?
The hearing is on the 9th. So what are the dates for me? Is that fine?
Opposition cut off. December 24th. December 28th, opposition.
Okay.
To motions. Reply.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Motion cutoffs. December 24th, Christmas Eve, and then oppositions to motions. December 28th, and reply. January 2nd. And then for the record, the hearing again, to repeat, will be on January 9th at 9 a.m. And should any one of these appeals decide to have a hearing, again, I want to repeat, the others that are not going to have the hearing will not be decided until the conclusion of the one that is going to have the hearing.
Right now, we have a question mark about whether there's a hearing on this 018.
Right.
There will not be a hearing on 016.
Right now, there's no hearing on 016?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right now, we assume there is a hearing on 017.
Correct, because they need some time to get back. And you'll let us know on both 17 and 18 by Monday.
That's right.
Okay. And that's why we're setting up these dates in anticipation. Good. In the event any one of them goes, they all go. And the motions will be decided on the record.
Oh, I'm sorry. So if there's going to be a hearing on any of them, there will be a hearing on all of them?
No, it will not be a hearing on all of them, but we will not decide ahead of time those others that have been without a hearing.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But since there's not going to be a hearing on 016, that just won't be part of it then.
That's correct. Okay. But it won't be decided either until we've concluded the hearing on, let's say, 017 and or 018.
Now, actually, in 016, PES does have a pending motion to dismiss. Is that just going to be taken up at the hearing on January 9th?
Correct. Yes.
So we will be prepared to address that.
Yes, if you want to.
There will be no evidentiary hearing on 016.
It's going to be decided.
Record.
It will be decided on the record. It will be decided.
Huh. It will be decided before January.
I don't want to decide it before January 9th because I never hear all of it. Okay. No, it would not be because only because I think, yeah, we want to issue a decision that is consistent throughout for both 16, 17, 18. My advisor has told me, the hearing officer has left. My advisor has told me that the hearing officer does not want to have arguments on the motion.
Yes.
And instead they will be decided on the record.
Okay.
Does that clarify, Mr. Mann?
Yes.
Thank you. That's the legalese portion that I'm not as quite familiar. Okay. Anything else to be decided? If not, oh. Oh.
Parties can stipulate as to facts, undisputed facts.
Is it possible for the parties to get together to submit on the record as to stipulated facts? Is it possible for the parties to agree and maybe to stipulate on the ones that are disputed? Is it possible for the parties to get together on that?
Six really is no longer involved at all. We wouldn't need a stipulation, as I understand it, because or do we? I mean, the hearing's been waived. We're submitted on what's been presented. There will be no argument on the motion. So, would you want a stipulation on 016?
Yeah, that none of the facts are. This was the notes from our hearing officer, and we did that in the previous thing. If the parties could agree, that one we know is going to go to a hearing. If at the end of the day there is no hearing, I guess, then it wouldn't be important for us to do that. But if there is going to be a hearing, would it be possible for the parties to again do the same?
I think the parties can attempt to certainly put a stipulation together.
And if you all disagree, then we'll just say that will be submitted as you disagree on the facts.
That's correct. Perhaps what we can do is have the appellant in, assuming that there'll be a hearing in 17 and 18, have the appellant take the initiative on the stipulation and then circulate it.
Right.
So if you want to set a deadline for that, we can work within those time frames.
Okay. Again, what would be an appropriate deadline? We were using the 17th. Is that sufficient time for everybody? To the stipulation? Yeah, December 17th on the stipulation. Whether you stipulate or you do not stipulate.
The stipulation as to the facts can be a difficult thing to accomplish. There's two levels. I mean, the facts are what they are. It's where you make them that can be difficult. Discussing stipulations.
And if you're uncomfortable in stipulating, then it becomes just the opposite, right? It's not stipulated. Yeah. Right.
Well, I guess we could try.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, the reason why this one's so difficult is because it's so foreign language to me, this particular bit.
It is a more engineering type.
Yes.
I know, because even myself in going through some of the things.
Right.
Yes.
So I wouldn't even know what to stipulate to, but okay. Yeah, we could attempt to.
Yes.
But it'd be, I guess, more to the two parties who are in disagreement if they could stipulate.
Yes.
We could stipulate to a few facts that aren't in controversy.
Sure.
I don't know what that does. I mean, they're not in controversy.
Yeah. Okay. What the hearing officer was trying to do is if we could just narrow down the issues and just talk on that one, if it's at all possible, but we understand.
So the stipulation is not necessarily on facts, but it's on the issues to be presented?
Yes.
Okay.
and we'll set December 17th as the date. And if the parties agree that they weren't able to, then would the appellant just say that we're not able to come to an agreement as to the facts, and we'll just leave it at that. Yeah. Okay. And then this will give us ample time to prepare for the hearing on the 9th. Okay. Anything else? Okay. There aren't any issues, the hearing is now adjourned.
Time is 3:29 p.m. and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. All right. And we'll see you. Yeah, the rate we're going, we won't see you until after Christmas.